Trading freedom for money?
Well, I know we titled this book Money and the Law of Attraction, but it's really more about attracting abundance in all areas of our life. Since my childhood, we here in the United States have been fighting strongly against crime, and yet there's much more crime now than when I was a kid. I read recently that our nation has a higher percentage of its population in prisons than any other country in the what we call the free world. And now also, we've been fighting against illness, and yet there's more hospitals and more sick people than ever before. And there's so much more physical suffering in this nation percentage-wise now than I've ever seen. Another thing, we've been pushing against warfare in our search for world peace. And yet it seems like such a short time ago that everyone was raving, "Isn't it wonderful," as the Berlin Wall came crashing down, "isn't it wonderful that we're finally in peace?" But we hardly took four breaths till we're back in another series of wars, and now we're even putting up more walls around this nation. Also, I hear of so much concern about child abuse and the mistreating of other people, and yet the more I hear of our pushing against child abuse, the more child abuse I hear of. It seems like everything we're trying to do to stop what we don't want isn't working for us. But the area where this nation seems to continue to go in a more positive direction is that of abundance. We have so much food and money that we're able to give the world over from our excess abundance. And I see many more material things in the hands of more people in this country than during my early years. So there have been some major positive changes here. But so many people, in their quest for more financial abundance, seem to be losing quite a bit of their personal freedom as a trade-off for the money. It seems like there are those who seem to have a lot of free time, but they have so little money that they don't enjoy their time. And then there are those with more money, but they have very little time to enjoy the money. But it's rare that I meet someone who has both an abundant flow of money combined with the time to really enjoy it. Abraham, would you please comment on your perspective of my perceptions?
Whether you're focused upon the lack of money or the lack of time, you're still focused upon the lack of something you want, and therefore holding yourself in resistance to the things you really want. Whether your negative emotion is because of your feeling of shortage of time, or whether it's because of your feeling of shortage of money, you're still feeling negative emotion, and you are still in a state of resistance, and therefore you are holding away what you really want. As you feel that you do not have enough time to do all of the things that you need or want to do, your attention to lack negatively impacts you much more than you realize. A feeling of being overwhelmed is your indicator that you are denying yourself access to ideas, rendezvous, conditions, and all manner of cooperation that could assist you if you were not disallowing them. It is an uncomfortable cycle where you feel a shortage of time, you focus upon your overloaded schedule, and then you feel overwhelmed, and in all of that, you offer a vibration that makes improvement impossible. You have to begin telling a different story. You cannot continue to comment on how much you have to do without holding assistance away. There is a cooperative universe at your fingertips, ready and able to help you in more ways than you can begin to imagine, but you deny yourself that benefit as you continue to complain about too much to do. As you feel that you do not have enough money, your attention to the lack of money disallows the avenues that could bring you more. You just cannot look at the opposite of what you want and get what you want. You have to begin telling a different story. You have to find a way to create a feeling of abundance before abundance can come. As you begin to feel freer regarding the expenditure of time and money, doors will open, people will come to assist you, refreshing and productive ideas will occur to you, and circumstances and events will unfold. As you change the way you feel, you access the energy that creates worlds. It's there for your ready access at all times.